Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously, we discussed the attributive name of Allah, Ash-Shakur. And Ash-Shakur means the being who is most appreciative, the being who grants in abundance, even if it be for a little. And we spoke about not trivializing any action, because Allah appreciates even the smallest of actions, and that can be your ticket to forgiveness, your ticket to Jannah. We spoke about the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't trivialize any action, even if it just be meeting your brother with a smiling countenance. We spoke about the man who gave water to a dog, the prostitute who gave water to the dog, the man who removed the branch, which was an obstruction for the believers. All of that, simple actions, that was their entry into Jannah. You plant a tree, everyone that eats from that tree, every creature that eats, whatever stolen, whatever's taken, you get the reward. When you're on journey and you can't do your normal good deeds because of journey, Allah still gives you the full reward. When you're ill and you can't carry out your normal good deeds, Allah still gives you the reward. Any fatigue, any illness, any worry, any grief, any injury, any anxiety, even a thorn that pricks a Muslim, if he bears it patiently, Allah is a shakur. Allah is willing to reward him for that. Today we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Ali, which means the most high. It comes from the word Ulu, which means high or lofty. So it means that being with such a rank that none can be higher than him. All others are inferior to him. He's far above his creation, and he's free from any similarity with his creation. Everything is under his subjugation. So Allah being lofty, Allah being high, is explained in three ways. The first, nothing in existence can equal Allah in honor and status. The second, Allah has full power over all things in existence, and all are completely subjugated and controlled by Allah. The third, all events in the universe are under his control. Nothing can occur contrary to Allah's will and to Allah's desire. Now, Allah's loftiness is not in relation to a physical place, but it's with regards status, because Allah is free of being restricted by place. Allah in his being and Allah in his qualities is totally independent. He's totally perfect, and therefore he's known as the most high. The scholars say there are two types of things that are in existence. The wil uqul, those creations of Allah that have intellect, and those that don't. Those that don't have intellect are on the lowest level. Those who have intellect, they also have certain qualities that compromise them, like man. Man is hasty, man is weak, man has lust, man has anger. Allah is free from all of these weaknesses. Hence, Allah is most high. There is a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, wherein he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah issues any command from the heavens, the angels in helplessness begin flapping their wings. The sound they hear is like a chain being dragged on a flat stone. When fear is removed from their hearts, they ask the close angels, say, what has our sustainer decreed? They reply, the truth, and he is the most lofty, the great. So, that's the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we discuss for today, Al-Ali, the most high.